96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
For the community, it is alleged that all donations received from FTX must be returned. We would like to hear the response from the singing bishop. Bishop, do you care to respond?
They say that I got to give back the money they donated. But that money gone.
Only thing left is a piece of potato bread.
That whole 50,000 gets back in 4 weeks. If you don't know, if you don't know, then now you know. All that money, money gone. All that money, that money, money gone. Cream and flour, tomato and sugar. That's what I spend money on. Very special. Don't walk and talk about. Give your money. Come on, my face.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday, December 13th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day as I join in on the choir of talk show hosts, radio talk show hosts, international and local journalists, as we talk and discuss FTX, Samuel Bankman-Fried, SBF, and his recent arrest inside the Bahamas, right? So that is what I'm going to talk about, and I'm not a specialist on it, so I would need you, the listening audience, to call in and help me with a Bahamian narrative. Mind you, I was trying to do this show previously, right, with Aaron, and we're planning to see if we can get a cryptocurrency person to educate the public on what is actually happening, right, and then to juxtapose it and compare it to what's happening inside the Bahamas and keep it separate from this international narrative. So because it didn't happen, I said, the man get arrested today. The money gone. Now it seems like Sam Bankman-Fried is gone. He's going to be he's going to be caught out of the Bahamas shortly, right? When the United States officially make an indictment and request him to be extradited into the United States. And so that's what we're going to talk about today, right? First of all, let's start the story from the Office of the Attorney General. Recently, the Attorney General gave a of what happened to the FTX company, why it, and where the Bahamas stands in it, right? He went in detail as to say when the company started. He went in detail and said that the company is under investigation. He went into detail and said that we have competent persons at the Security Commission, commended the persons in the Security Commission, and even he had a chance to critique and criticize the persons who were lambasting the Bahamas. And I too joined in the Attorney General and say, no. This is not a Bahamian issue. The Bahamas is did what it had to do in terms of being competent and creating laws, the DARE Act, and they was most proficient. But we've had a characterization, a negative characterization internationally and locally. And it's very unfortunate that we had a local person who decided to get political clout and political ammunition. And instead of analyzing what is happening, instead of creating a Bahamian narrative, decided to, hey, I'm going to join in the choir and lambaste the government of the Bahamas and, of course, the Bahamas in general. And then recently we had an international journal that said that this is typical. This situation with the FTX is typical of the Bahamas, right? That we, the Bahamian people, are corrupt by nature. That article goes on. It said that we came from pirates, and that, mind you, this is an American who is this opinion, right? The country what has all kind of scandals and involved in all kind of skullduggery had the audacity, this gentleman had the audacity to characterize us Bahamians as being the culprit, and that we were the succubuses, and that we finesse, I think that's what the new word now, we finesse Freed when he came to the Bahamas, taking advantage of him, and that what is being played out is a Bahamian narrative of corruption. And of course, I cry foul over that, because that don't make sense, right? We created the laws, right, to bring investors here inside a cryptocurrency, and he brought an exchange. And of course, we did the due diligence. We see that he had international experience, and say, okay, open up your headquarters. This gave opportunity to a number of Bahamians to be employed. And of course, the gentleman working his business, because there's several entities, is FTX Bahamas, FTX Europe, FTX America, and all these business came together and operated independently, even though they shared various resources and whatever it is. And then time we find out that, and still creating this Bahamian narrative, apparently there was a draw on the bank or people, creditors, asking for their money at one point in time, and FTX could not pay all of it out, which caused a run, and then caused the company to have to withdraw funds and eventually file for bankruptcy. And of course, having the DARE Act here in the Bahamas, the Securities Commission, rightly so, being ahead of most global countries who deal with cryptocurrency, decided to say, we're going to freeze these assets and we're going to wind down this company in order to protect the owners or the investors inside the FTX Bahamas. So I was very impressed with that. And of course, there was a number of criticisms saying that the Security Commission took too long to respond, right? That the Attorney General took too long to respond, that the Prime Minister has not said anything. Right? And the Attorney General explained himself, saying, man, that it's like a swan. Just because the swan is gliding and taking its time on this river doesn't mean that the feet underneath is not paddling. And we see that all kind of things were happening underground, and whereas our country, our Attorney General was working. The government was working. They were investing the FTX fiasco to see where it's going. But I have a text here saying, great show as usual. Sound like your boy getting hit with a RICO charge. And also the singing bishop don't know the U.S. consul don't have a sense of humor. So they will not find his song Money Gone funny. And song will most likely be used in a court hearing for demand for funds giving to the bishop from FTX. And I hear you, and I don't think that is necessarily true. So the governments and agencies understand charity, and they will be going after the big boys. The small $50,000 is small money. And like the singing bishop said, the money done gone. It done spent. And there was not just one entity that got monies from FTX and SBF. Right? There were a number of charities who received some type of money. I think even the police force got some kind of computers that they donated. The various churches, Bishop Hanschel received some money, right? And we see a number of children home, because FTX, SBF, was doing a lot of charity work, and because of that, he just gave out money. So I hear that people say the singing bishop and those should be concerned, but I don't think there's no concern about that. The idea is that the Securities Commission has frozen all of the assets, right, and is doing a wind-down process, right, and that they are noticing some things that they are concerned about, and that's where the big money is, and we shouldn't be concerned. So the next text says, great show as usual. I don't think the bishop should have made the song because a lot of people put the life savings into FTX and hotly pissed off them people mad, chief. And I hear that narrative too, and I said not necessarily show. So, right? I don't think no one put their life savings in FTX or no crypto exchange at all. That's me. Definitely no Bahamians put their life savings in this FTX. These were multi-millionaires who knew that the volatility of cryptocurrency in general, that one day you can make money, and the next money, you will not make money. And we've seen that FTX tokens collapsed before, where people lose tens of thousands of, if not millions of dollars before. So they're used to gaining money. And 1 minute, it was dollar, and it quadrupled to $2,000 to buy the same token. So they used to this risk in it. So when I hear the narrative that, oh, some people lost all their life savings, that is not true. That is not necessarily so, right? I like to say that the Attorney General, Ryan Pinder, is the Chief Law Enforcement Officer of the Bahamas, right? And I meant to say that because that needs some explanation. His constitutional office, determines who and what it's going to be, or basically who's going to be prosecuted, right? So we saw that the Attorney General directed, and that's a key thing, directed the Commissioner of Police to arrest SBF, right? Sam Bankman-Fried, right? And I said that was interesting because most people believe that the police, is the chief law enforcement officer, but he can be directed, and we see it here that he was directed by the Attorney General. So that's a point of interest, and that people should be aware of. And you can see that when the Attorney General can nolly a charge, even when the Commissioner of Police bring charges against someone. But I also wanted to read this press release from the Royal Bahamas Police Force, because I found this interesting. I found this interesting because it contradicts what was said in the press release from the Attorney General and the news report from the Prime Minister. And then this news release from the police force goes as this. Arrest Sam Bankman-Fried. Police wish to inform that 30-year-old Samuel Benjamin Bankman-Fried of California, USA has been arrested. Officers of the Financial Crimes Investigation Unit, FCIU, arrested Bankman-Fried shortly after 6 p.m. on Monday, the 12th of December, 2022, at his apartment complex located in Albany, Nassau, Bahamas. He was arrested reference to various, this is a part I have issues with, he was arrested reference to various financial offenses against laws of the United States, which are also offenses against laws of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. That phrase, pardon me, that phrase, I, for lack of a better word, I took issues with, right? Because we haven't charged Bankman-Fried with anything in the Bahamas, right? In fact, we are still have him under investigation to find out what kind of laws he may have broken in the Bahamas. But in this news release, he said he was arrested in the Bahamas, right? But first, financial offenses against laws in the United States, which are also offenses against laws of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And I said, someone needs to explain that. Someone needs to explain that. Did he break laws in the Bahamas? And if he break laws inside the Bahamas and there's offenses against the laws in the Bahamas, shouldn't we arrest him? I mean, arrest him to charge, because we're detaining him because primarily because the United States made a request for extradition, right? And that's why he's being detained, so we can expedite that. Not because he broke any laws in the Bahamas, because we are still, that's still pending. We're still investigating, right? And we know we at least rumor has it that there were FBI persons here in the Bahamas having SBF under surveillance, so they say, right? And but we know they had been working in tandem with the Royal Bahamas Police Force in order to operate in the Bahamas. They had to be working with Securities Commission in order to be investigating into the Bahamas. But I just found thing, right? He was arrested in reference to various financial offenses against laws of the United States. And I said, he's a permanent resident. Do we have any duty of care for him? Which is also offenses against laws of the Commonwealth of Bahamas. He was taken into custody without incident and will appear in Magistrate Court, Nassau, Bahamas on Tuesday. That's today. I guess I said today is Wednesday. Tuesday, the 13th of December, 2022. Right? And it's Kristen Skippins released that statement. And I said that lying there was just problematic for me. And I said the lawyers should perhaps explain that, or the police misquoted there in their exuberance to explain what is happening. And I'm going to read the statement from the Attorney General also, so you can point out where I have the issues or why I have issues with that. So, but I have some more text here, right? Gracio, as usual, I have a question. How will the country name brand look to foreign investors? Okay, wait, something happened just now. How will the country name brand look to foreign investors? Will they trust us? Because we were always a target with the money laundering and drug stigma that never went away. And now this fiasco. It doesn't impact our brand at all. It doesn't impact our brand at all. An example of that is we are leading in tourism, and this is the place to invest in tourism. Now, in banking and finance, we are one of the most regulated countries in the world. So much regulated that we are praised. And this is what the Attorney General pointed out, that we are regulated to the point where some people said we are overly regulated in contrast to the United States, in contrast to countries in Europe. We'll see that every so often these people in their blacklist and always ask us to even put more regulations on the Bahamas in contrast to them who have issues. These other countries, these big countries have issues in policing. And in fact, right, this FTX country crossed boundaries. This didn't just happen inside the Bahamas. And this is why this is being played out in the United States. What what Sam Bankman-Fried did, he finessed the entire world. This is FTX America. This is FTX Europe. This is FTX Bahamas. I think the Attorney General was concerned about that we are wrongly making this all about the Bahamas and saying that, something that we did. We didn't do anything. We put regulations. We have checks and balances. And SBF decided to do what he wanted to, like other people around the world who did fraud. Right? So it could happen in any other country. So the narrative saying, how would the world look at this? It doesn't make sense. We continue to attract investors, and we will continue to attract investors, especially for if they want persons who want us to manage their finances, right? So it's a great show as usual. What will happen to all the Range Rovers and land brought with the bought with the FTX money? Will the cars be auctioned or will it be repossessed? And we have had other winding down companies in the Bahamas that happened. We had it with the first Bahama, right? We know all of the assets are commandeered which will be commandeered by the Securities Commission. We know that all of it is now owned or claimed or by Securities Commission. And the auditors, the liquidators will then assess all of these assets, right? And then as they get paid for doing this, then they tally and pay all the debtors and whatever else that happened. So yes, we do know what's going to happen to the Land Rovers and the property and what so on, right? Because we know that it's being winded down. The company is closed, defunct, and now the assets is going to be distributed to where it needs to be gone, right? So there's no concern about it. But it's a question that I don't think behemoths appreciate. We talk around it and keep on asking these strange questions, but we already know what it is, right? And these winding down processes tend to take 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years in order for all of it to be processed. I believe, this is just me off the record there, I believe by the times it reaches the 7-year mark and by the times we pay these expensive liquidators, there won't be much money left, right? And the remainder of the money would be paid to all those who FTX or owe and who make claim. So that's what's going to happen then. Say, good luck getting money back from behemoths. In a matter of getting money back from behemoths, no. I just believe that we have checks and balance in the Bahamas that we will go through, and we got to appreciate the process. Our process is detailed, and I think that we need to concentrate on a behemoth narrative instead of speculating and putting these American spins on it, right? What has nothing to do with us. Okay. I see I get a text here. It says, Cecil, the story of corruption in the Bahamas does make sense. Be not deceived by rush legislation and weak regulators to accommodate FTX, which should already be red flagged to all. Rest assured, the Bahamas' international reputation for corruption means undefeated. How? The U.S. using campaign finance laws to take down the big players. The Bahamas has no such serious checks and balances. So, same top-level gangsters involved will remain to swing the people again. And that's 2 and 3 different points you're trying to make. You're trying to say that we need campaign reform. And then, yes, we know we need campaign reform, but that's have to do with politicking, right? I see that despite the United States have campaign reform, SBF is accused of abusing campaign reform and investing inside the Democratic Party. And I see that's one of the charges there. So even in the great United States, they're not able to correct and police this issue. And then we harshly criticize the Bahamas saying, oh, we don't have these things. But you see that despite the United States having these things, they ain't up to par at all. And in fact, we are ahead. They have an issues in terms of policing their regiment, but we were able to arrest, right? We were able to arrest and freeze the assets of FTX in days, almost immediately. And that is impressive. Whereas United States have the FTX America there, and they still in limbo, still wondering how what they can do. And they're going through their liquidation process, their bankruptcy process right now. And we'll see what it is. And Carl, I see you. Let me just read this statement from the Attorney General. First, Attorney General of statement from the Attorney General of the Bahamas, Senator Ryan Pinder Casey, on the arrest of Sam Bankman-Fried, SBF, on December 12, 2022. The Office of the Attorney General of the Bahamas is announcing the arrest by the Royal Bahamas Police Force of Sam Bankman-Fried, former CEO of FTX. SBF's arrest followed receipt of formal notification from the United States that it has filed criminal charges against SBF and is likely to request his extradition. So that is what is happening. Now we know the formal charges, and it was listed inside the Guardian News just now, a number of fraud and election fraud or whatever it is. But in essence, in quotes, it was fraud in general, right? And wire fraud, right? It said, it continues, as a result of the notification received and the material provided therein, so that means that the Attorney General got information. He said the material provided therein, it was deemed appropriate for the Attorney General to seek SBF arrest and hold him in custody pursuant to our nation's extradition act. So now we know that we have fallen the extradition act, right? The agreement that we have with the United States to extradite criminals or those persons who have charges against them in the United States. We have a act, and we see that happening with 90 Knowles in the past. That's the only one I can think of, but I'm sure there's other persons who have been extradited over the years. at such time as a formal request for extradition is made. That means there hasn't been any formal request to extradite SBF as yet, but it's pending. The Bahamas intends to process it promptly pursuant to the Bahamian law, its treaty obligations with the United States. So whenever they make that request, we can make this quick. So I assume they start the paperwork already and have that paperwork pending. I encourage and I applaud the swift action of this, because we don't want anything happen to him inside our Bahamian prison. We need to get him off out of there quickly and put him in the United States and let them deal with him. Okay. Responding to the SBF arrest, this is where the Prime Minister came in. And this is where I think it's contrary to the police press release. And listen in so I can show you why I think. I see you there, caller. 1 minute for me. Responding to SBS arrest, Prime Minister Davis stated the Bahamas and United States have shared interests in holding accountable all individuals associated with FTX who may have betrayed the public's trust and broken the law. I can come back to that. While the United States is pursuing criminal charges against SBF individually, the Bahamas will continue, see, this is what the Bahamas plan to do. The Bahamas will continue its own regulatory and criminal investigation into the collapse of FTX with the continued cooperation of its law enforcement and regulatory partners in the United States and elsewhere. So let me read that again. So the Bahamas will continue its own regulatory and criminal investigations into the collapse of FTX with the continued cooperation of its law enforcement and regulatory partners in the United States and elsewhere. Whereas the police press release said that he was arrested, reference to various financial offenses against the laws of the United States, which are also offenses against the laws of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. So he's arrested because he broke laws in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Whereas the Prime Minister said, man, we still investigating to see if he broke any laws in the Bahamas. And that's where I have concern and say, man, that's different. That's two different things, right? And continuing the narrative of the Bahamas, I see Deltek Bank was questioned regarding the 17 bank accounts made that FTX had. And they was questioning that. I'm looking for my phone because I had a quote there I wanted to read. And I see that they responded, that means Deltek, and said, no, we didn't do anything untoward. This is typical of banking. We keep the information of our clients secret, right, which is good. And that they didn't anything untoward or underhandedly. And if I find that sentence again, I will read it into the record so we can have a conversation with that. But I was saying that reason why I brought it up, there are a number of persons internationally who is kind of trying to create a conspiracy theory, a cloud around the Bahamas, where we are the one who are leading the charge on accountability regarding this. And I find that there are a number of Bahamians who are joining in this conspiracy theory, doubting our law enforcement agencies, right? And creating a narrative that Bahamians are inept and corrupt in general, right? And I have a problem with that. I do have a problem with that. And I see the caller calling in, and then every time I look up to press the button, they hang up. So call if you want. You can call in. And as soon as I hear it beep up again, I'll try bring into the conversation, right? This texter said you forgot Maycock and about 8 people was extradited the same time. And I guess so. I like I said, there were a number of other persons. I just wasn't familiar with it. Great show as question. Already read that. Looking through the text. So good morning, CA. I wonder where are all those loud-mouthed talking heads who said this was similar to the Bahama debacle and SBF did nothing wrong. What happened now? And there are a number of persons with different opinions, right, and different interpretations of whatever it is. And it's subjective on whether SBF did anything wrong. In the Bahamas, we are still investigating and using our laws. We know that the Commissioner of Police said that they're working with the Securities Commission, right? They're partnering with the Securities Commission, who is in charge of this this investigation. And they are investigating, right? Okay, I see the caller calling back, so I'm going to patch them through because I keep on losing them and keep on losing the call. So, caller, if you can hear me, I'll let you speak now. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well.
The Consumer Price Index, what we call the CPI report, it normally comes out because, you know, the U.S. government tried to always deal with inflation, try to cool it down, try to speed it up. But, you know, every morning around, say, 8 a.m., between 8 and 9:30 a.m., if you're a trader, you can actually make your annual salary if you're watching the charts carefully. And this trained young man, Frankman, I'm pretty sure he was able to move on the edge like that. And my concern is, why aren't we teaching? Look, there's $7 trillion moving every day in the Forex market. And by the way, Bitcoin made a nice jump. It went 80 pips quick this morning, in the case of 5 minutes. Why is it that we're not teaching in school this you know, this way to make money when you can come out of school at the age of maybe, say, 15, 16, and you can be a millionaire?
Let me ask you this, caller, and I appreciate your comments. Can you name me a school in the United States that have it right now? Just randomly, any school name you could shout out, just so I can do some investigation, please.
Well, the one that Frank...
No, I would need a name. I would need a name, though, so I can do an investigation.
Frank, I think he went to... He didn't go to Harvard. I'm not sure the school...
So you're talking about universities. You're not talking about schools. You're talking about universities.
Yeah.
And you're asking why we don't have any universities in the Bahamas that teaches this. That's what you're asking.
Well, you know, we don't seem to see the need to tap into the $7 trillion that's moving through the banks every day. We won't get into the $3 billion drug deals that go on.
We have one of the leading banking and finance Caribbean right now. And so I hear you. I mean, but what you're saying is not necessarily true because we're leading. We have a great financial regime inside the Bahamas. So to say such means that you're not doing the proper investigation. Now, you may say we're not knowing cryptos yet. And we need persons like you to open up on school and teach people it separate from maybe UB. So it's not a UB problem. It's that professionals, like yourself, of course, are not taking up the mantle. We are
I'm
passing...
talking about primary school, man. No, I mean, I'm going to be the first.
Oh, you're going back to primary school?
Look, man, no, I'm talking about getting this in kids' heads so they can understand how money moves from Jump Street. You know, you have some Saudi Arabians who are only... Hello?
I'm here, I'm listening to you.
You have some Saudi Arabians who are 13 years old and they're handling $1.2 million for their parents trading. I mean, it's just... Culture is really the problem here.
And I could yield to that. I mean, I don't know no Saudi Arabians who have 13 years charging, trading. If you could give me a name, I'll Google it right now to make sure. But I mean, I don't know one. And I'm sure you know about three. So, but if you can give me the name right now.
Mohammed bin Salman.
Hold on. Hey, writing the name down so I can Google it on.
Mohammed bin Salman. Yeah. Right. These are real names.
And you said his son. You said his son is trading.
It's children are trading.
Okay.
That's the first thing they get into
and,
their head.
And you're saying that all of his children are trading in cryptocurrency.
I read of one of his sons who did pretty well in the forex market, and he's a young guy. His son, check it out.
And this son is like 13. You saying that you read?
Yeah, he was teens. Now he's an elderly guy. But I'm talking about what happened before.
You saying that he is no longer 13. He's now elderly.
No. When he was in his teens, he was making, imagine, millions for his father.
You saying that when he was a teen, about 30, 40 years ago, he was trading in cryptocurrency. That's what you're saying?
Not cryptocurrency, the forex market, man.
Oh, you're talking about the
oil. Yeah, I'm talking about the indices, and I'm talking about the whole gambit of it, man. Why are you just talking about crypto?
This was a crypto conversation, and I thought we was talking about...
No.
So you're talking forex.
It really should be an exchange conversation, because everything happens on the exchanges.
So you're saying that we need to go on the exchange?
We need to have kids learn about all the assets.
And no,
let me just break this down. Uh-huh. Yeah, learn all the assets. Learn the pairs. Uh-huh. Learn the indices. Learn them young. Don't wait until you have to go to university to learn them.
Uh-huh.
Right?
I agree with you, and thank you very much for calling. Me personally, I try to have my child learn how to plant pumpkin, banana, and peas and corn.
I can't hear you no more.
I'm here. I'm just trying to train my daughter, make sure she knows how for both food security, because there can be food shortage in the future, and I'm trying to have her learn to grow pumpkin, banana, peas and corn, and especially potato slips, just in case things get hard. But cryptocurrency is good too. But being able to feed herself, I think, is more important to our survival at this present time. But I truly appreciate your call, and I can investigate in the Mohammed Ben Redden, I think you say his name, and we can see what he's doing in Forex and these billionaire families, and which is typical to them, but I understand that. But what I wanted to speak on, right, there was the narrative, the foreign narrative, where they said, this particular news article said, Deltek Bank is tight-lipped over 17 accounts tied to FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried. And then they go on in detail that they opened up some kind of bank inside the United States, and basically suggesting, like, underhandedness, right? And that we in the Bahamas are joining in on these narratives, right? And not actually analyzing the news and correcting the and defending the Bahamas when it's need to be. I know that we had a, and I could call his name, I ain't afraid of nobody, a Lincoln Bean, because he's a political, so he could get his name called. He brought in a foreigner, some kind of crypto boy, I think his name was, right? Who does what, cryptocurrency. And he said all manner of evil things about behemoths. And when you say evil things about behemoths, I get hurt. You know, it's called everyone corrupt. And I said, what kind of monster this boy is, right? And we find out that, no, he don't make sense. Especially when you Google them and find out that he has all kind of spiritless charges against them. I said, man, I can't let anyone talk about the Bahamas any kind of way. We need to control this narrative. But let me go to the next caller. Pat, should I call her through, producer? Go ahead. Can you hear me?
Hey, good morning, Mr. Newry.
How you doing today? It's always good to hear your voice, man.
I'm fine, thank you.
You see your boy get locked up. He's almost gone.
Man, listen. I really trying to wonder what laws did he break here. Why the police always try to make it seem like if America say blue, we say blue too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we still investigate far from any arrest, I mean, with law concerning breaking in the Bahamas.
Yes.
That's how I see it. But
go ahead.
The gentleman who called just now and all that stuff, he said, those countries have trading markets. Do we have a trading market here?
And mind you, he sound capable that he can create his own trading market and catapult us there. It's just that we being critical and not putting our shoulder to the wheel and always passing the buck on to someone else. Whereas in these other countries, there are independent individuals who showcase, who's pushed these agendas. And just that we don't want to. We want to imagine them and lead us.
And to top it off, we ourselves are a small, growing country. You understand? So those countries they are hundreds and hundreds of years ahead of us being where they are. So if the person back then can train their kids, and they had fields to train them in. We don't have those fields here to train our kids. We don't have any stock market here. We don't have a Wall Street here where we can take our kids to the stock market daily and let them see how it works and see how to play the game. We don't have those here. So why should we even attempt that? I want to teach my kids how to grow some corn and peas and beans. I agree.
It's about our survival. It's about our survival.
We have to, in order to survive, we have to do this. And like they say, we can be some of the first, when it comes to food shortage.
Yep. And then we know that with this climate change, most of this island might be surrounded by water. We need to learn about climate change. And that's what we're concentrating on now.
What our money is going to do for us then?
Hmm?
What our stock market training is going to do for us then?
We'll be able to buy boats so we can sail to the United States.
Thank you. Okay. Or Haiti.
They have mountains. But thank you very much for calling. I have another call there. Producer, pass the next caller through, please. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good morning. Quick points. Little parts of the show that I get to listen to while I was driving. I congratulate you for the way how you presenting this crypto matter. You're not sensationalizing it and pointing blame at people who ain't deserve no blame. You know, a lot of people, they're looking for some behemoths to buy in this whole situation. They're hoping and praying that certain behemoths get caught up inside the situation. But the charges that they read, that I read about, they even ain't mentioned nothing but no behemoths. It's all about Bankman-Fried.
They ain't mentioned the Bahamas at all.
Exactly. So I don't know who was showing the Bahamas under the earth. Like we're supposed to be buried by now, based on all the speculation and all the nonsense people is running on with. because of a company that went bankrupt. That ain't the first company ever gone bankrupt in the Bahamas. It ain't the first.
It ain't going to be the last either.
It ain't going to be the last. You know that, right? Because we claim to be taking this beating in the international community. We can't stop people from writing things for us. We can't stop people from giving their opinion. That ain't going to ever stop. If the government of the Bahamas, whoever the government is, spend millions of dollars on public relations, that ain't going to stop the people who want to write nonsense about the Bahamas and people who want to believe nonsense about the Bahamas from doing it.
And especially people who don't think well about us. They look at us as being inferior.
Right, you know, kind of, and people saying the Bahamas is such a corrupt place. Behemoths saying the Bahamas is such a corrupt place. Look in the mirror when you talk about corruption. If you run the red light, you don't follow the laws. If you stuck paying your BPL bill or paying your ASU, you're a corrupt person yourself. So corruption ain't just one set of people. Every place in the world has corrupt people. That ain't going to ever change. But the Bahamas is the only country I know, and I will defend it till the end. I don't care what the Americans say about us. We could say the same thing about them. They have more people. They get more money. But they got a bunch of corrupt people. Bankman Fried gives money to the Democrats and to the Republican Party. Plenty of money, too.
And we must remember that Bankman Fried is an American. This is typical of them.
Exactly. And people missing the whole point that the brother man is an American. And the American people, who lose most of the money?
Mm-hmm.
It's the Americans who lose most of the money.
You notice that there was no money lost, apparently, in the Bahamas. The FTX Bahamas still...
We're still up.
Up and running, yep.
Yeah, you see? So the most important thing about this is not us. Mm-hmm. All this speculation and opinion, even my opinion, ain't gonna matter in the end. What ain't gonna matter is what the court say. That's what ain't gonna matter in the end. And we still functioning. People talk about, our reputation. People still coming in the Bahamas every day.
And the hotel's back.
I tell you, I interact with tourists on a daily basis, and none of them is talking about Bankman Fried. That even ain't on their mind. That ain't on their mind. But a lot of people hoping that we get buried or certain people name get called for what? Just to make you feel good?
I appreciate you calling.
Keep up the good work, bro.
Thanks very much. I have another caller there, producer. Pass that caller through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, morning, Cecil. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Inshallah.
All right, great. You know, I listened to the gentleman just now who called. I don't think people, personally, that's just my humble opinion, that they want to see the Bahamas name scandal all around the world. But it's a but then. You have to understand, caller, that people's name will be called. Because as I understand it, I'm not getting in the court case. You had prominent lawyers who were his business partners in his business. So when he gets over there and in the front of the grand jury or the Senate or whoever, you can be surprised. You know, the Bahamas doesn't have nothing to do with the persons whose names were going to court. People will talk about the Bahamas. Remember one time ago, see, so I don't know if you're old enough, when they had in the 80s a nation for sale.
Yeah.
They said all sorts of things about our country. But let me say this. It's high time, Cecil. There's a government in the government or affiliated with the government. It's high time that the government that I support put their foot down with some of the people who are affiliated with this Progressive Liberal Party government. Because if you continue on, Mr. Cecil, having those same set of people who are bringing shame to your government and who is bringing embarrassment on the international stage. Now, this ain't just around the Bahamas. The international stage, it's time to take an inventory of some people you need to distance. You know, they say you got to love people from a distance. I think that some people in our Progressive Liberal Party government needs to do that because Mr. Davis is trying. He's honestly trying, but by him trying, it's not just he. It can't work like that unless we decide to get rid of some of these people who making the government and making the big citizens in this country name. You see,
I appreciate Dwight. I see your point, and
Cecil, I'm not cutting you off, but it's high time, man, Cecil, because I ain't gonna lie to you. See, so you can't call people names on the radios, you know, because of IRC and whatever. But see, so those two in this country who got this thing called common sense know who some of the key players in this situation is when it comes to this Bankman-Freeman situation. You know, if the reporters don't understand it or the Bahamian people don't understand it, I sure do.
Okay.
And I think it's high time, Cecil. Something has to be done, man. And I think that, you know, that Mr. Davis is the prime minister. He can take the lead in this by saying, you know what? At the end of the day, I'm not going to allow you to make my government, the government that I feel that I can take forward, make me look bad. You got to go on the side, man.
Okay,
then.
I appreciate it.
Have a good day, brother.
Yeah,
have
man, I appreciate it. And we just take this short commercial break, and we'll be right back for this last 10 minutes of the show. And saying that we just need a Bahamian narrative. We need to understand how FTX impacts the Bahamas, who all are the players, who all should be spoken about. And so, and this is where I want to push the conversation. This has been Guided Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri. We'll be right back.
One in every four people in the Bahamas face some level of food insecurity. Through our annual Feed 5000 program, AML Foods remains steadfast in our commitment to help those struggling with hunger and will donate 5,000 to provide holiday meals to families this Christmas. But we need your help. From November 14th to December 19th, show your support and donate at the register at any Solomon's, Costrite, Solomon's Fresh Market, Exuma Markets, or Domino's locations in New Providence, Grand Bahama, and Exuma. Together, let's put hunger.
A local paper in Grand Bahama is back every Tuesday as a section of the Nassau Guardian. Available at local stores, gas stations, pharmacies, Western Bakery, and Bellevue Gifts. Daily and, of course, on Tuesdays too. Want to reach your Grand Bahama audience? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
This Yuletide season, start a new Christmas tradition by joining Bahamas Faith Ministries by donating toys, gifts, and school supplies for the Hope for the Holidays Christmas promotion. Hope for the Holidays brings joy and happiness to the faces of children without at least one parent because they're serving time in prison. This Christmas, give hope for the holidays and let the children of incarcerated parents experience a real Christmas. They open presents, eat a meal, and spend time making new Christmas memories. Hope for the Holidays gives incarcerated parents the opportunity to have their kids blessed with gifts and lifelong memories, giving them a newfound joy and motivation to make the necessary changes in their lives to be a positive and supportive role model for their kids. Toys, gifts, and funds for Hope for the Holidays can be donated at the Miles E. Monroe Diplomat Center. Hope for the Holidays Christmas promotion, proudly sponsored by Guardian Media.
Remember when Zoom was just a sound effect? When your living room wasn't your gym? When a cough didn't scare people away? That was the good old days. And thankfully, they are coming back. As things return to normal, remember it is essential to be fully immunized against all vaccine-preventable diseases like COVID-19, diphtheria, tetanus, measles, and influenza. This message to WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, the Caribbean Development Bank, the Government of Canada, and the United States of America.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Dwight Strawn with Morning Blend. On behalf of the crew and my co-hosts, I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and an incredibly blessed and prosperous New Year.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio at AM. In the last minutes, I have one question here. It says, hi, Mr. Nuri. Listen to your show. If the young man didn't commit no crime in the Bahamas, why are we taking him to court? Let us come and get him. Let the U.S. come and get him and take him back to the U.S. where he committed a crime. And we are a place of laws, right? And in order to extradite someone, you need to go through the court in order to get an extradition ruling. So that's what's happening right now. And we know we have a treaty with the United States. So even though he didn't commit a crime here, the United States made a formal request, and then we have a trial on the extradition, and that goes forward. Is that a caller on the line there, or that just blinking? Yeah?
Hello?
Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, C.A. Nuri. I think if I was him, I would jump on this jet a long time and go to the States.
I think he wanted to. It just wasn't working for him.
It could have gone. He must have a jet at the airport.
You mean one next to the FBI jet?
he went for a Fox $40 million paradox. The Fox was present. He was in thinking be and do press conference from here through Zoom, but the feds cut that short. They said he's prejudicing his side of the story. But listen, we did nothing wrong. When he came here, he bought property in 2020. They was buying property here before the PLP came into power. Didn't do with politics. He was a clean man. In fact, the Australian grabbers who paid his assets too. He's in Australia. He's in Nigeria. He's in the EU. FTX was global. He just seemed to live here. He could have been on a big mega yacht doing the same thing. He was only needed with a computer and the internet.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad that he came here. The Bible says, in all things, give thanks.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much VAT he paid on real estate? Do you know how much his lawyer made money? You know how much he left money here. He gave charity money. He spent money. Restaurants made money. But we didn't do that wrong. He could have went anywhere to live, anywhere in the world, because, in fact, last year this time, he testified in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
They allowed him to testify to Congress about regulation. He can bath. But he was, he's the best con artist I've seen in a long time. In Nassau, he drove a Toyota Corolla, dressed in t-shirts and shorts, but he bought his parents a $18 million house. He had a yacht. And this altruism, this fake altruism, it was a sham to act, to play poor. But in the background, he spent millions on property. And Albany makes about $90 million from it. Albany alone, benefit of free publicity. If the world didn't know about Albany, they know now. Because Fox Business News had Joe Louis' big yacht. It was big to come in the harbor. They were circling Albany. Albany now, right now, is booked out solid now. And so is the Bahamas. We got free publicity because of Sam Bankman Fried. He wasn't here near, but he got to walk around Nassau. He drive around Nassau. He lived, he shopped. So I would say, you know, real time, but let's say when five people come to him, like Robert Vesco, he was a criminal when he came here, and we allowed it. Bankman Fried was a free so-called billionaire. And his time ran out, and he'll pay the price, and we'll wait for the next one to come along who willing to give us some more money. That's how it goes, right?
Okay.
I drove out Cave Village. In fact, he bought a condo in his own name for almost $3 million.
And I appreciate that, Colin. Thanks very much. And mind you, and I call, I kind of step on another call. We're running out of time right now, so sorry about that. But we need to control our narrative. And this is a place where billionaires can roam the streets, be in the food store, can walk in anywhere without security, right? This is a place where we are leading the charge in terms of creating laws to accommodate people in the crypto space. And we need to control our narrative. One thing I want to see is I want to hear more about the chairman of the Securities Commission and let her opinion on what is happening. And hopefully that has been done. I also want to hear from the Prime Minister more on what's happening, but I understand the statement. But definitely, since the Securities Commission is from Ministry of Finance, we need to have her speak more. But anyway, this has been Guardian Radio in the AM, and I enjoyed this conversation, and we need to have more bohemian conversation around this FTX. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.